Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you, and welcome to the DDP. A few days ago, when I told you that we were going to spend a few days talking about the Holy Spirit's role in the believer, I did not know we would be a week into it and still not finished, but I'm okay with that. I also would suspect that some of my listeners were a little suspicious as to where it would go when we start to talk about the Holy Spirit in relation to the believer, particularly knowing that I come from a Pentecostal background, and some might have even thought, well, I don't know if this week is for me because I don't know about this Holy Spirit stuff. Hopefully, over the course of the last week, you have been impressed at the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, and hopefully you are interested in knowing more. So you're here today, I assume that is the case. The Holy Spirit, we said 2 days ago, is active in Revelation. Yesterday we talked about Him being active in redemption. Today, the Holy Spirit always bears witness to the truth. Whatever the truth is what the Holy Spirit is going to bear witness to. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Verse number 15, but the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. For after He had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put My laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then He adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Notice that the author says the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. Also, in that there are more things that He does, which we've talked about the last few days, but one of the things He does that you don't want to forget is He witnesses to us. And by witness, we think in Christian terms, if I said, go be a witness, what we think that means is go tell somebody about Jesus so they can get saved. And that just shows you how religious our thinking is. Being a witness in courtroom talk would mean that you were witness to an activity, particularly a crime. You saw something happen, and now you're being called forth as a witness or as a character witness, which means you've seen the defendant on more than one occasion. You know them in a personal way, and so you are a witness to their character or to the defamation of their character. And so the Holy Spirit... But the Holy Spirit being a witness is not like the former, but like the latter. In other words, He's not witnessing to you so you'll get saved. He's witnessing to you what He has seen. He always bears witness to the truth. And what is the truth? Verses 17 and 18. Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. So what the Holy Spirit witnesses is that God doesn't remember your sins anymore. If you are being reminded of your sins, you are not hearing from the Holy Spirit. Because it's your evil conscience that tells you that the Holy Spirit is in you to tell you what you've done wrong. Let me say that again. Your evil conscience is going to convince you that the reason the Holy Spirit lives inside of you is to tell you what you did wrong. But that's impossible because the writer to the Hebrews says the Holy Spirit witnesses to us that our sins and our lawless deeds God doesn't remember anymore. The active participatory role of the Holy Spirit is to witness to the believer that your sins are gone. Man, I think we need a prayer of repentance, and I mean that in the Greek way. We need to change our mind. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, I'm sorry that I've misjudged you. I'm sorry that we've misrepresented you. Jesus said you comfort us and you will lead us into all truth, and I for far too often have listened to an evil conscience about you. I receive you for your true ministry. Help me to reject the voice of condemnation, which is leading me into dead works. In Jesus' name, amen. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.